State Rep. Travis Clardy, reared in Lubbock, schooled at Abilene Christian, and now living in Nacogdoches, has announced himself as another candidate for House Speaker in Texas. We face critical challenges that will shape and define the future of Texas. Now is the time for a new vision that requires bold leadership, Clardy said in a press release touting himself. Clardy's a turncoat who first ran for office as a strong conservative, even earning the endorsement of Texans for Fiscal Responsibility and appearing on our election show the night he won. But Clardy didn't govern as he ran. Instead, he became a tool of the big local government Republicans and served as part of the Strauss team that worked to thwart conservatives in the House. Clardy currently represents Cherokee, Nacogdoches, and Rusk counties and has only been in the House since the 2013 session. His arrogance and antagonism toward conservatives is so bad that the Cherokee County Republican Party took the extraordinary step last year of voting to censure Clardy for failing to uphold basic core principles of the Republican Party. Clardy's arrogance is so absurdly strong that he actually issued threats to sue the Cherokee County GOP if they went through with the censure of him. And it is that arrogance of knowing better how to spend our money than we do, knowing better than we what is best for us, and thinking he can limit our rights to political speech and action that would make Travis Clardy a fine Speaker of the House if the Joe Strauss or Democrat model is your ideal. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.